Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. This is going to be the last podcast where it's going to be in this format. It's going to be another Q&A. I have 15 questions from my latest YouTube videos. This will be the last one. I have a ton of interview type podcasts scheduled for the rest of the week. So from here on out, it's not going to just be me. I will be still answering some of your questions from YouTube. But in addition to that, the majority of it's going to be very conversational. I'm going to have other influencers on, other people that I've helped grow right now, over 100,000 followers on TikTok. And I hope that I can provide you guys with a ton of value from that. So before I get into these 15 questions, I need you guys to do me a huge favor. First, I need you to go follow at BenLang360. Secondly, I need you to go follow at I_AMMC. Somebody that goes and follows both of them and tags me in their last video, I'm going to give you a shout out in my next YouTube video, in my next podcast. Let's get into it. If you know how to get verified on TikTok, why aren't you verified yet? That's a great question. So there's two ways to get verified on TikTok. First, create good content. TikTok will eventually recognize that and then they will get you verified. Or you could pay a PR agent to put out a ton of press and to reach out to TikTok in order for that to happen. I am choosing for the first one. I could pay $15,000 and be verified. Boom. Right now, but I don't care about that. Like whether or not I'm verified means absolutely nothing to me. What is a blue check going to do for my life, right? Think about it. I record YouTube videos and help people grow on TikTok for a living, record this podcast for a living. What is the verification going to do? I don't give a rat's ass about that. The same way I don't give a rat's ass about a Rolex. I don't give a rat's ass about a mansion. I don't give a rat's ass about, I do like nice cars, but like whether or not somebody has a nice car, like none of that stuff means anything. Being verified means nothing. I could point out to you, and I know these people in real life. I know a dozen people in my real life that are quote unquote internet gurus and are verified. They don't have shit. They don't know shit. They're just out there scamming people. That's why I don't care about being verified. When it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, I honestly don't even care. Next question. Hey, Robert, do you think a TikTok pro account is essential? I just started my page and got 200 followers in a week. Woo woo. That's amazing. 200 followers in a week. That's better than I did on TikTok. That being said, yes, you need a TikTok pro account so you'll be able to analyze your analytics. Next question. What if you posted a video with the original audio and someone goes on the audio of the video and my video isn't there? What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. It takes time for your content to index under sounds. Guys, if you're focused on whether or not you're indexing under hashtags, under sounds, all these things, you are wasting your time. Put that time and energy into making better content for TikTok. That is where you should be putting your time and energy, not creating these BS accounts or sending things to your friends saying, hey, could you look at this and see if I'm here, see if I'm there? None of that means anything. Stop focusing on that. Start focusing on more better content. Next question. Should you still post videos even though you are not getting any views? Yes. How else are you going to get better? Guys, I posted 1,000 times on the internet, on social media, put myself out there. If you don't believe me, scroll down on all my content. All of the content sucked. But you know what? I thought it was the best content in the world. It didn't matter that I got no views on it. I thought it was great. You guys need to think the same exact thing. If you're in this for the views, then you're in the wrong game. You're in the wrong game. Next question. I'm so sorry, but how do you expect us to post 6 videos a day? Examples? Really? You can't post 6 videos a day? Scroll the For You page, find trends, duet videos. It'll take you literally, if you do 15-second posts and a 30-second caption, we're talking it's going to take you 6 minutes a day to do 6 duets. And I've helped people grow to over 1 million followers that only do duets. You need to get more creative. You can't come up with 6 pieces of content? Well, then one of two things is happening. Either one, you're lying to me, you're lying to yourself, or two, you're judging yourself way too much. Just put the content out there. You never know what's going to go viral and you just use it as a reference. You cannot get huge without putting in the work and actually getting some feedback on what you're putting out. Think of it like this. If you were going to put out 1 post a day or 6 posts a day, who do you think is going to grow faster? Who's going to get better at posting on social media faster? Who's going to get better and know what to post on TikTok faster? The person that posted 6 times a day. Next question. Hey, Rob, how many videos a day can you post to get paid with your pay to post? My name is Riley. Great question. You could post as many times as you want. That being said, I would try to go for quality and quantity, right? So if you're going to do 10 posts a day on TikTok, do 3 of them that are paid so that you could come up with quality opportunities to be able to do that. I wouldn't do all 10 because then what I see a lot of creators do is 1, it stumps their growth. And then 2, they end up just not making as much money as the people that just cipher it in. Next question. Everyone on my For You page is verified, but most of them have only 100 followers. Why is this? Great question. Because it's a bunch of fucking bullshit being verified. It's nonsense. You paid a PR agent. It's nonsense. nonsense. Like the same thing happened early Instagram. Guys, just because somebody's verified, it doesn't mean anything. It means literally, literally, literally nothing. In fact, if they have 100 followers, they're not a notable person and they're verified, you can assume that they're an incredibly insecure person. Next question. If you need to make good content to go viral, why do I see so many people on the For You page with bad content? Well, you're saying it's bad content. The TikTok algorithm clearly doesn't think it's bad content. So I think there's a disconnect between what the TikTok algorithm wants and what you deem to be good content. I don't think that a lot of content's good, but you know what? People are into it. I think the Nelk Boys fucking suck. I think their content's horrible. I think Charlie's YouTube content is horrible. I think Benjamin Kicks' content is terrible. I think David Dobrik's great. Logan Paul's great. So many other people are great. But yeah, just because you arbitrarily say that content's not good doesn't mean that it's not good. Somebody out there is enjoying it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be going viral and it wouldn't be on the For You page. Next question. Why are you always changing your shirt so much in your videos? This is a great question. Two reasons. Either one, because I'm recording it at several times, or two, because subconsciously it gets you to continue to watch the video when there's a change up going on. So sometimes I'll change my location, I'll change what I'm wearing, things like that, because subconsciously it rehooks you back into the video. That is a great question. And I strongly suggest you guys start doing that in your content. Next question. Anyone else seeing a drop in views since September started? Why is this? It's because a new TikTok algorithm came out and you need to go watch my video on it. Next question. Hey, Robert, just violated community guidelines somehow. Will this suppress my views or stop me from getting on the For You page right away? No, most likely it will not. If you asked me this question 3 months ago, then yes, it probably would have. But right now, no, it will not. Not with this current algorithm. TikTok is not shadow banning people anywhere near as quickly as they were. And I am going to be releasing a YouTube video about this upcoming Saturday. I believe it's Friday the 12th. Correct. Friday the 12th, new shadow ban YouTube video being dropped. Next question. I still don't get the 85% watch time thing. Can you show us how to calculate it? Yep. You're going to take the length of your video, the average watch time that people have. You're going to take the average watch time and then divide that by the length of the video. For example, if the length of your video was 15 seconds and the average time somebody watched it was 10 seconds, that's going to give you a 67% watch time. You want that number to be over 85%. So ideally on a 15 second video, your average watch time should be 12 or higher. Next question. Wait, so when I made my own hashtag and clicked it, my video wasn't there. Is that bad? I kind of already answered this question in the beginning of the podcast. Stop focusing on that. It takes time for TikTok to index content. Next question. It seems like only one vid could be on the For You page per account. Is this true? No, that is not true at all. That is total nonsense. Where's my phone? I'm pulling up my analytics right now. Ooh, there's an Amber alert. That's sad. Pulling up my TikTok right now, going to my notifications. I have 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. I have like 10 videos literally right now on the For You page. So no, that is total nonsense that only one video could be on the For You page. Especially guys, if you have a video that's trending and a video that's going viral, you should post a couple more times. You'll start to realize that the post before that and the post after that also get a huge increase in views. Final question. Question for the podcast. My username is at BartHolmTheTerrible. My main account is a character, so I've made a second account for all things I find funny that aren't the character. Can I duet the POVs for my character account for my personal account without being penalized? I see other creators do this pretty often. Another question, can I repost old videos from my character account to my new personal account? Thank you so much. Great questions. I would strongly suggest if you're going to duet your own videos from a different account, do it from a different phone. Secondly, as far as reposting, no, I would not do that. I would strongly suggest you don't do that. That's going to make you not be able to be eligible for the TikTok creator fund on that second account, and it can potentially get you shadow banned. That being said, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode. Again, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcast, please give the podcast a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, make sure you text me. I'm going to leave my phone number in the description of this video. Thank you so much.